This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today just to thank you and to praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful this day, precious Father, as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, as you know, hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind here this day in Jesus' name. We bind up any technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forward this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray for thy glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you today through the use of the internet. Hallelujah. We may be preaching and teaching on a local level, but reaching on a global level. And we thank God for this opportunity because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, and also the book of Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. And the word of God reads in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, the word of God reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We know that his word is already established. It's already established in heaven as well as here on earth. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about, praise the Lord, why are your blessings delayed? Why are your blessings delayed? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Why are your blessings delayed? I'm talking about the blessings from God that have been promised to you and I as a child of his. Believers of Christ, we have to always remember that God's ways are higher than our ways. We have to trust that God has a divine purpose for his delay in our lives. You see, your viewpoint as a child of God is limited. But God sees all things. God may be putting everything in place before. Hallelujah. Before revealing his answers to you. I'm going to say that again because it bears to be repeated. As a child of God, we must understand that our viewpoint is limited. But God sees all things. God may be putting everything in place before revealing his answers to you. God uses his delay in our lives to teach us to trust him more fully and for us to submit more thoroughly to his lordship over our lives. Yes, if you, as a child of God, have already declared and confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we have to submit all to him. See, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Excuse me. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When God delays, we must trust him to accomplish his will through us by his power. Yes, when God delays, we must trust him to accomplish his will through us by his power. Bible says, them that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. God delays is not God denies. Child of God, there will be times when your answer to prayers will be linked to the proper timing of the event or situation. Your answer can be delayed, but not necessarily denied. So just hang fast in faith. Nothing that has happened to you is a surprise to God. God will still get you to where you are supposed to be. Why are your blessings denied is the question here tonight. Again, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but in the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. If there is one thing that the Christian faith offers you as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, no matter what your circumstance, situation, background, or history, or sin, there is still hope. Even if there is something has been reversed yet in your life, even if there's nothing has been reversed yet in your life or in your situation, when Jesus Christ is brought into the equation, there is hope. Again, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening, those that will be listening later, even if nothing has been reversed yet in your life, as a believer of Christ, or in your situation, when Jesus Christ is brought into the equation, there is still hope. In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, to whom God wills to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why are your blessings delayed? Delay means a period of time when something is postponed, or to make something happen at a later date than originally planned or expected. Delay. Delay does not mean that you were denied. It was always put on hold for God's timing. God knows when to release the blessings in your life. Delays are sometimes God's plan when God wants to take you somewhere. He may take you on the longest path instead of a shortcut. Again, the question can be asked, why do God use delays? God uses delays to prepare us for what lies ahead. Believers of Christ, God uses delay to get us ready for those difficult times that we are going to face during the course of our Christian journey. These delays are designed, first of all, to strengthen our faith and make us stronger in God. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God also uses delay to test us, to see how we will respond under pressure, and to test our loyalty and obedience to him. The word of God says, the trying of our faith produces patience, and let patience have a perfect work. Hallelujah. How loyal are you to God? Only when things is given to you, only when things is working in your favor, only when things, hallelujah, comes to you without any struggling, without any suffering. No, our loyalty and obedience to God will be tested. You see, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the because of this verse, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. You see, obedience is essential for us as a child of God. Obedience will cause us to humble ourselves, to submit thoroughly and entirely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the one that's Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. So the question again may be asked, why are your blessings delayed? God also will use delays to train us. Because as a child of God, sometimes it takes longer to get the world ways out of you than it does getting you out of the world. Yes, it's tight, but it's right. But it's the truth anyhow. So again, God uses delays to train us, to bring us to that place of totally surrendering all areas of our lives to Him. Because as a child of God, sometimes it takes longer to get the worldly way out of us than it does getting you out of the world. So God uses the delays to break habits and the thought patterns that came with us when we got saved, in order to train us in His way of thinking and doing things. Remember what I said earlier in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God knows this. He knows what it'll take in order to bring it out of us. I'm reminded of an example when Moses was raised up as the deliverer to bring the nation of Israel out of Egypt. Even though they came out of Egypt, they still had the Egyptian ways, the worldly ways that even though they were under bondage, they conformed to, the ways that things, even though they were under bondage, they still, when they got to the Red Sea, when they got to a place in the desert where the water was, they would start complaining, grumbling and bumping. And Moses, because of the frustration of the people, God had told him to take the staff and touch the rock. He went on and he smote the rock twice. Even though water came out of it, Moses got himself in trouble because of the people. You see, people that still have worldly ways and their thoughts. You remember Lot's wife? When the angel of the Lord told him to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah and don't look back. But Lot's wife, because of the desire of the world was still in her, she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Even we in as believers of Christ, even now in 2020, we may still have worldly ways still in us that God needs to come out of us. And that's why the Bible says, for us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is. So God uses the delay to break those habits that came with us when we got saved, in order to train us in His way of thinking and doing things. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why are your blessings denied is the question tonight. Child of God, your test of maturity will determine how long you will stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delays in your life. Yes, this is, if you are taking notes, this should be one of the things for you to consider, for you to really meditate and consider it. Again, child of God, your test, my test, as a believer of Christ, of maturity, will determine how long you will stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delays in your life. Again, coming back to the nation of Israel, when they went into the wilderness, which at the most should have took about a three-day journey, they stayed in the wilderness 40 years, going round and round and round because of disobedience, because of their worldly ways that they wasn't delivered from, because of their lack of obedience to God. See, one thing about God, he knows what he's doing. And we sometimes want to rush it. God knows what it takes to conform us. God knows what it takes to get the worldly things out of us. That's why we are the clay and he's the potter. He knows how to shape us and mold us. He knows how to break us and stretch us. He knows what it takes to take it out, take the desires and the lust out of us for the things that's not of him. You see, when you are going through a delay in your life, there are things that we must, first of all, be truthful with God. Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, and I'll make them as wool. The sooner we as a child of God realize that we can't do nothing without God, that we can't hold back, but we have to be truthful with him. If there is something in our lives that is defeating us, we must bring it to him. Because in our own power, we can't overcome it. But with God's help, we can overcome it. We have to give it to him totally. Not hold back. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God can help us. He can help us to overcome. He can deliver you from the habit that has you bound. But we must be truthful with him. Again, child of God, your test of maturity, spiritual maturity, will determine how long you will stay in the wilderness and how well you handle the delay in your life. A lot of times when we go through things, we get discouraged. We start mumbling and grumbling. We start feeling sorry for ourselves. Instead of coming to God and say, God, what is it that you want to teach me through the experience I'm going through? You see, when you are in that while you're going through, we must keep a spirit of joy, peace, and love in our lives. Word of God says, consider it all joy when you're going through diverse temptations, various trials in your life. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. We can't allow misery to keep us bound. We can't allow being tormented of the situation we're in. We have to always remember this, that we're not in it alone. You see, when you are going through the delays in your life, always remember that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Always consider what Jesus went through, the author and finisher of all faith, the one that endured all the way to the end. So how determined are you as a child of God? How committed are you when your blessings are delayed? Yes, it's easy to say praise the Lord when things is working in your behalf. It's easy to say thank you, Jesus, when you got money in the bank. It's easy to say praise the Lord when you got a car to drive, when the rent is paid, and everything else is working in your favor. But when your money gets funny and your back is against the wall, when the rent is due and there's no money that you are aware of, when the bank account is dry and you can't get help from no one, who will you turn to? Well, the word of God says for us to be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So again, we are talking about, why are your blessings delayed?
Oh, it's like the cat.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Tonight we are talking about why are your blessings delayed? That's the question, amen? God is good and worthy to be praised. We also say that hallelujah, God is good. That delay means a period of time which something is postponed or to make something happen at a later date or time than originally planned. Why are your blessings delayed? Remember, God knows best. When you are going through the delay in your life on a spiritual basis, there are four things that you do not want to do. If you do these four things, it will prolong the delay. If you fear, first of all, don't fear. Second thing, don't fret. Don't faint, and don't forget. Again, the first thing, as a child of God, you must do to avoid delay in your life, in your Christian walk with God, is to don't fear. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So we know that fear is of the devil. And the only way that we can please God is by faith. So if we are in fear, then we cancel out faith, because fear is of the devil and faith is of God. So the choice is ours. Fear causes the delay in your life and keeps you from moving forward. What fear does is put you in a state of complacency. The antidote to fear is to focus on God's presence. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. When you're in a fearful state as a child of God, the antidote for fear is to focus on God's presence. In other words, press through in order to get into the presence of God. Realize that God is with you. You never go through a situation or circumstance in your life as a child of God without God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the author and finisher of your faith. The Holy Spirit, all three agree as one, is working out in your behalf. In the Word of God, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the scriptures let us know. It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. This is a promise that God gives us as his child. The promise of God in Jesus is yea, and in Jesus is amen. But we got to go through the process in order to have a testimony. In other words, when the test comes, because it will come. God is the same yesterday. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So why are your blessings delayed? God's delays are by design, in order to build your character. And he also wants you to learn to trust in him. So the delays are designed by God to build our character up and also for us to learn to trust in Him. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. So trust means to rely on. Trust in the Lord, not in people. Trust in the Lord, not in man, woman, boy or girl. No, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. A lot of times we say we trust the Lord, but sometimes it's questionable. Because when things seem as if it's not working in our behalf, then we start backing up like a crawfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. But we got to totally trust God with all our heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because what happened, our human minds is still being renewed. And if we put more attention on what we're trying to reason, it will lead us astray. We have to be unmoved but steadfast on the promises of God. If He said it, He will bring it to pass. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. Acknowledge the Lord. And He shall direct thy path. When we fully understand how important it is to trust God in all areas of our lives, surrendering all to Him, realizing that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. So our total allegiance has to be to Christ. As followers of Him, we have to look on the Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. The next thing, as a child of God, you must do to avoid delay in your life is to don't fret. Fret means to worry. When you worry, you bind up the hands of the one that can help you. Listen, again, God only responds to faith, not fear. So trust God in the delay that you are facing. Don't give fear an opportunity to bring worry in your life. Pray. Believe God. Believe His word. No matter how long it takes, if God said it, He shall bring it to pass. You see, God is not a man that He should lie, or the Son of Man that He should repent. Here, it let us know we got to trust Him in the delays that we are facing. Psalms 37, verse 7 and 8 says, for us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his ways, because of the man who bring wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Sure, it may seem as if we look around in 2020 that people that don't know God are scheming, and their schemes look like it's really blossoming. it's coming to pass. But it's only for a short time. Bible says in Matthew, seek victory. For to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And everything else shall be added. So resting in God is an act of faith. To trust him. To trust God's timing. It means that we are willing and waiting on God. It means that our allegiance is to Christ. It means that even though we may suffer for a little while, God will still come through in our behalf. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, God has set the right time for everything. God's timing is always perfect. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God that is always on time. Child of God, we need to understand that God knows best. He knows when to release his blessings in our lives. You see, we can fool some of the people some of the time. We can fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. None of the time. Child of God, the next thing that you must do to avoid delay in your life is to don't faint. When we are going through the delays in life, don't faint. Don't get discouraged. Don't lose heart. And most of all, don't give up. When we go through delays in our walk with the Lord, in our lives, our Christian lives, sometimes it tends to concentrate on things of the past. You see, some people would rather live in slavery and bondage than to face the fear of freedom. Yes, you have some people, even those that can call themselves Christians, they'd rather live in bondage than to face the reality, the fear of being free. Again, we have to remember fear is of the devil. Fear is not of God. Faith is of God. And the only thing that moves God's hand is faith. I said it earlier and it's bad to be repeated. In Hebrews 11:1 it says, Now faith is. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. And the only way that we can please God is by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So instead of fainting, instead of losing heart, instead of being discouraged, let us be persistent in prayer. Let us be persistent in moving forward in the things of God. And let us pray without ceasing. Not always audibly, but with an attitude of prayer. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, let us never grow tired of doing what is right. For if we do not faint, we will reap a harvest at the right time. Let us not be weary in well-doing, because if we faint not in due season, we shall receive the promise of God. You see, this is the law of the harvest in life. You will reap whatever you sow. Whatever you plant, you will harvest it. In the law of harvest, there's always a delay between sowing and reaping. There's always a season that we must endure. If God sees you as his child, consistent in your life in the law of sowing and reaping, then he will allow the harvest to be manifested. He will allow the harvest to come in. So why are your blessings delayed? Well, no delay, there will be no character development. No delay, there'll be no stretching of your faith. In the book of Luke 18, verse 1, we need to, the latter part of the verse says, men are always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. We need to pray continuously and don't lose heart or faint. You only have two options in life to do as a believer. You pray and you don't lose heart. Or you faint and lose heart. You get discouraged. You're ready to throw in the towel. You're ready to give up. No, we must pray continuously, consistently, and be persistent about what we believe in for, that we can stand on God's promise. We can stand on his word. See, the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They will not give up. They will keep on keeping on. Yes, this is a determination and a commitment that we as a child of God must have in order to receive God's blessings in our lives. Another thing you as a child of God must do to avoid delay in your life is to don't forget. Book of Psalms, verses, chapter 103, verses 1 through 5. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous, wonderful works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Again, the question may be asked, why do God delay your blessings? During the delay, time causes us to forget many things. When there is a delay, we tend to forget about our dreams, the vision the Lord has given us. We tend to forget what God has done in our lives, how he brought us out, turned us around, put our foot on solid ground. We tend to forget God's goodness to us in the past. Yes, delay will cause sometimes hardness of heart. We tend to forget God's power, God's promises. Remember this, if nothing else. God's promises are always greater than the problems you are facing. Let me say that again. God's promises to you as a child of God are always greater than the problems you are facing. You see, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to learn not to fear. He's waiting on you not to fret, not to think, and for you not to forget. Again, God has some things he wants you to develop first. He has some growth patterns that he wants you to put into your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all of those that are listening in, God is never in a hurry. He's always working on a larger agenda. The delays that come in your life as well as mine as a child of God does not destroy God's purpose for us. Again, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarrieth, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The things you have waited for in your life, God will bring to fulfillment if you do not think, if you do not fret, if you do not fear, and if you do not forget. Remember this, when delays come, and they come slowly, steadily, surely, the time will come and is approaching when the vision will be fulfilled. So why are your blessings delay? Again, if you do not faint, if you do not fret, if you don't fear, and if you don't forget, if all those things I just mentioned is fulfilled in your life in a positive manner, God will manifest his blessing quick and in a hurry. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the teaching tonight. Oh, why are your blessings delayed? That the Holy Spirit would bring it back to your remembrance. Listen to this teaching over and over again and let it soak deep down from your head all the way to the depths of your heart. And ask God to help you, to mold you, to give you the desire to walk through without complaining, without threatening, without fearing, and don't forget about the blessings of the Lord. God is faithful, and he's willing to bless you in 2020. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. We hope you heard something that you can apply to your life to make it better and share with your friends and family. Please share the number and join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to Dr. Apostle Tebow or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, address your correspondence to Apostle Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.